Hello, and welcome to Southern Living Magazine, brought to you by OWL Radio, a community service of the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Angela Odey, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the March 2019 issue of Southern Living. Please enjoy. Head to the Hill Country. Plan a road trip to the Lone Star State for a weekend of wine and wildflowers by Jennifer Chappell Smith. Call it a perfect pairing. Springtime blossoms in the Hill Country offer a vibrant, colorful backdrop for Texas vineyards, and when the blooms appear, the wineries bustle. The Hill Country has always grown beautiful wildflowers, and now it is growing beautiful grapes, says John R. Thomas, founder and president of Wild Seed Farms in Fredericksburg. With its cultivated fields of red poppies and iconic Texas bluebonnets, this nursery and emporium has been a destination for decades. Thomas has witnessed the explosion of viticulture along US 290, just east of town. We're smack in the middle of it, he says, estimating that traffic has doubled over the past 10 years as curious vino lovers flock to award-winning wineries and check out new ones that continue popping up. But with all the scenic back roads lacing this area, exploring it is never a bumper-to-bumper experience. Travelers converge on Texas vineyards by taking some of the prettiest drives the Hill Country offers. Highways and byways flanked by vast sweeps of flowers meander from one winery to the next under the biggest dome of pure blue sky in the entire South. If you visit Texas in spring, you'll drive along pastures and roadsides spangled with the soft spires of bluebonnets and the orange-red flames of Indian paintbrushes. Some years yield better displays than others, but the recurring appearance of flowers mirrors the resolve of local vintners to try to grow better and better grapes in the rocky, semi-arid Hill Country, Texas landscape. Delicate blossoms popping up next to boulders and cacti look incongruous, like little miracles. Equally improbable are healthy grapevines winding out of rocky soil under the hot sun, yet growers have found a way to make their vineyards flourish. Combining Hill Country grapes with types that thrive in the high plains of Texas, wineries have used farmers' know-how and winemakers' alchemy to turn the hills between Austin and San Antonio into one of the most visited wine destinations in the U.S., right behind California's Napa Valley. Beyond the bluebonnets. Just as the Wild Seed Farm's staff can direct you to the best country drives for blooms, the 13-mile Willow City Loop, or State 16 toward Llano, and then State 29 toward Burnett, they also can point you toward some of the best wineries nearby. More than 50 have sprung up in clusters around the towns of Comfort and Kerrville. North toward Marble Falls, outside Fredericksburg and Stonewall, and beyond. This area has been a destination for a while, but to have people from out of state and even international travelers coming to explore, that has taken things to the next level, says Hutch Hill, who runs the Austin-based travel agency Uncharted Territories with his wife, Susanna. Peach stands were once the area's claim to fame, says Julie Culkin, co-founder of esteemed Perdinalis Cellars off US 290. Now people stop at the tasting room overlooking the Perdinalis River Valley to sample the winery's signature red, made from the Tempranillo, a Spanish grape. On busy weekends here in Little Napa, as some call the Hill Country, novice aficionados line up with experienced connoisseurs to swirl, sniff, and sip for nominal ticket prices. Meanwhile, they'll buy a bottle or glass of their favorite and stay a while. Some join tours to learn about the wine production process, while others browse the gift shops and relax on terraces and decks offering spectacular views, often with live local music. There are lots of beautiful wine regions in the U.S., but Texas offers a rustic flair that I just don't think you can find anywhere else, says Susanna. Her husband agrees. Texas is more casual, far less pretentious, and a little more accessible, he says. There's a come-one-come-all atmosphere. In the parking lot of a Texas winery, you'll see old pickups right next to Teslas and family SUVs next to Harleys and bicycles. Vineyard hopping. Once you journey into wine country, you'll hear an awful lot about something called terroir. Benedicte Rhine, the French-born winemaker at Coleman Cellars in Stonewall, explains that the term encompasses the dirt, the air, the human interaction with the plants. It's a wine region's defining sense of place. When she and her co-founders opened Coleman Cellars in 2014, they put an emphasis on educating consumers through wine and food pairings designed by chefs and led by on-site sommeliers. We're a new young generation pushing the quality standards, she says, proud of the silver medal Coleman Cellars won at international competition in her native France. Each Hill Country winery takes advantage of its terroir, developing its own personality and specialties. Singing Water Vineyards in Comfort has a farmhouse vibe, with a historic barn as a tasting room, a gurgling creek, goats on the property, and a resident llama named Louie. One of the best tasting rooms at Stonewall's Becker Vineyards, whose wines graced White House tables at formal dinners when George W. Bush was in office, is located in a handsome stone farmhouse with a patio that overlooks a windmill and fields of lavender, which starts blooming in April. Nearby, Grape Creek Vineyards offers a stroll past rows of vines and a massive tasting counter, along with a gift shop that's ideal for browsing. Dutchman Family Winery in Driftwood has Tuscan-inspired architecture, but winemaker Dave Riley says he's not really trying to replicate anything from Italy. We work with what does best in the state, he says. I'm trying to make wines that people are proud to say are made in Texas. It's the local sense of pride and adventure that fuels innovation here. Award-winning Messina Hof Winery and Resort is one of the state's oldest vineyards, planted back in 1977. It has perfected Merlot after 40 years of making it, and is now experimenting with wines produced from a promising new Italian varietal, Sagrantino. At Comfort's Bending Branch Winery, Dr. Robert W. Young has been a pioneer for two technologies in Texas, cryomaceration and thermoflash fermentation, to get the most out of locally grown grapes. Our goal is to take grapes that are bold and strong and make wine that can compete on the world stage, Young says. His award-winning Tanat is a red that has become his vineyard's hallmark. Back at Wild Seed Farms, Thomas has a pared-down Texas take on all the changes that have taken place here in a short time. 20 years ago, peaches and deer hunting defined the Hill Country, but now it's wildflowers and wine. Plan your trip. Stay. Make Fredericksburg your anchor. Near downtown, you can stay at an updated log cabin-style cottage at Barron's Creekside or the charming Wine Country Cottages on Main Street. On the outskirts of town, try Rose Hill Manor, an idyllic estate nestled in a hillside meadow. Eat. Craving comfort food? Have lunch at Burger Burger before heading out on the Texas wine trails or wildflower byways. When it's time for dinner, try sophisticated vaudeville or the nostalgic Cabernet Grill. Either way, you won't be disappointed. Drink. You can take advantage of tour buses or limos that provide winery hopping transportation, or strike out on your own, following wine trail maps from Texas Hill Country Wineries or the Texas Wine Passport app. Many wineries offer club memberships, which give you access to reserve bottles or even a private patio or deck. Try these to add a little something special to your stay. From the Travel and Culture section, your guide to the South now. Long Weekend, Natchez's next chapter. Known for its antebellum homes and haunted history, this Mississippi River city has another side to reveal. By Boyce Upholt. In Natchez, Mississippi, even the surrounding landscape beckons you toward a storied past, with roads cutting canyons through red dirt forests, eventually arriving at the city's famous bluffs. Oak limbs spread wide. Welcome to the oldest town along the Mississippi River. Natchez is best known for its sumptuous, historic homes, built throughout the 19th century when the region boomed with cotton. The incredible riches of that era are hard to fathom, but the town's wealth has always been matched with a certain wildness. For every planter, there was a river pirate. For every ornate garden, a wailing blues guitar. Today, Natchez is bursting with surprises, thanks in large part to a cohort of young natives who wandered away and then returned home with new ideas. Revived efforts to highlight the area's African American history, along with a rejuvenation of the downtown scene that includes a bevy of brand new businesses, have brought the city into a new era. Friday, Natchez Under the Hill. Any tour of Natchez ought to begin where the city itself did, on the riverside strip of land known suitably as Natchez Under the Hill. The very first French colonists landed here in 1716. In the past, the neighborhood was bustling and occasionally libertine, full of fishermen and grocers working next to bordellos and bars. Only one row of brick buildings has survived the river's floods, but these offer modern comforts behind a rustic veneer. Silver Street Gallery and Gifts is a bright and airy storefront with an eclectic collection of river trinkets. The outdoor bar at The Camp Restaurant is a favorite spot for eating sliders and drinking microbrews while the sun sets over the water. For full frontier flavor, there is nowhere better than the Under the Hill Saloon, which purports to be the oldest tavern on the river. Dark wood and dusty brick walls, cluttered with centuries of river paraphernalia, will help you get into a suitably Huck Finn mood. Stand on a downtown sidewalk and you'll see enough historic storefronts to overwhelm you. But new characters now live and work inside those walls. Saturday, downtown. A stroll through the heart of Natchez reveals an architectural gold mine, from austere Greek columns to whimsically carved gables, and the ideal fuel for ambling can be found at Steampunk Coffee Roasters. Named for its intricate brass espresso maker, this spot is a surprising treat in a town of just 15,000, serving custom-roasted coffee and Italian-style espresso from a late 1800s brick building. Owner Wilmer Dub Rogers, who had become accustomed to starting his day with espresso when he worked in Milan, started Steampunk to satiate his own need for craft caffeine in town. On weekend mornings, there's double the reason to visit when Rogers slings out handmade crepes, stuffed with anything from bacon and eggs to berries and creme fraiche. For daytime drinking, choose from excellent sour beers and other microbrews on tap at the family-friendly Natchez Brewing Company or artisanal liqueurs from Charbonneau Distillery. The latter are best sipped at King's Tavern, where Chef Regina Charbonneau fires out hearty flatbreads and biscuit-topped pot pies from her wood-fed oven. Manager Ricky Wolfolk shakes and stirs his own unique renditions of classic cocktails. Meanwhile, the NPS-run museum in the William Johnson House offers a personal portrait of historic Natchez. Johnson, its original owner, was a free black businessman who kept detailed diary of local gossip. The house also provides an important glimpse into the sometimes overlooked stories of African Americans in Natchez. To dive even deeper, book a tour from Miss Lou Heritage Group and Tours, LLC. When it's time to refuel, the Donut Shop is the only place in town to enjoy a uniquely local combo. Fried pastries and Mississippi-style hot tamales. Walk them off on the 26-acre grounds of Monmouth Historic Inn and Gardens, a setting that calls for a mint julep from the on-site bar, Quitman Lounge and Study. Afterward, head for Restaurant 1818, where a white tablecloth dinner is served in the mansion's old parlors. Where to stay? It's hard to go wrong with the many antebellum homes that double as bed and breakfasts, but here are three options that reflect this river city's new modern twist. Clermont Bluffs Bed and Breakfast. This farmhouse was originally built as a wedding gift around 1906. Co-owner Troy Bickford says it's furnished to match the era, but when it comes to beds and bathrooms, people just want to be comfortable. The Cardinal Branch Room, with its charming clawfoot tub and peephole window, has what must be one of the best bathrooms in town. Shanty Bellum 2. Shantybellum II and its sister property, Shantybellum, are quaint guest houses with a good-hearted, quirky feel. Both were built in the 1880s and are convenient to downtown and river sunsets. You can rent one or both through Airbnb. Hotel View. It's a solid choice for budget travelers, with rooms starting at $94. As the name implies, the real treat is the setting. The hotel stands on a bluff with a sightline extending out into Louisiana. From the home and garden section, beautiful spaces inside and out, before and after. The Color Master. In Richmond, Virginia, pattern slinging is practically a sport, and artist Dana Gibson just might be setting a new record by Joanna Lindberg. It's hard to believe that Dana Gibson starts a decorating project by painting everything white. After all, the designer fills her collections of home accents and wallpapers with splendid colors and vivacious patterns. But in her Richmond, Virginia split level, the whiteout came first. If I started by putting colors on the wall, I wouldn't know how the light would work or what I was going to need, she says. While she gathered intel, Gibson and her contractor husband, Mark, tackled renovations. They peeled back dark paneling, ripped out cabinetry and carpet, and rebuilt the front steps. Then came the charm, highlighting the ample windows and distracting from the low ceilings, with crown molding and a wainscot. With the structure sorted, she added back the color, staying on the bright side of the spectrum to capitalize on light. Cherry wallpaper of her own design set loose palettes, but Gibson didn't stress about exactly coordinating hues as she layered accessories on top of neutral furnishings. The colors don't have to match, she says. That is what makes it feel dynamic. Some might call the look Richmond preppy, but Gibson thinks of it as simply Southern. There's an openness to Southern culture that's influenced me, she says. I want my house to look like it belongs to a world traveler. So she freely cops architectural styles from the European homes she stayed in while sightseeing, aims for Aussie-inspired lightness, and gives Mexican folk art center stage. Here's how she mixed it all together. Entryway. Give the ceiling a lift. A lot of decorating is just solving problems, Gibson says. 8-foot ceilings drove many of her design decisions. I'm always trying to make them appear higher, she says. Her roof-raising trickery starts here, where new crown molding and a chandelier draw the eye up. An antique Virginia hunt board that stands at rib height also helps. Though Gibson loves it more for the way the humble pine piece contrasts with the ornate heirloom mirror than for its stature. The wallpaper is Dana Gibson for Strohm's Peregrine in multi-bright. Living room. Disguised drywall. Nothing is more boring to the artist's eye than a plain expanse of wall. I'm not a fan of drywall and will do anything to make it more interesting, she says. The wainscot pulls a 1-2 punch in the living room, enclosing the space with panels that evoke the European manners that Gibson remembers visiting in her childhood and giving the low ceiling the designer's sought-after visual uplift. In the entry and dining room, wallpaper does similar decorative work, delivering texture and color to the walls. Play with scale. The secret to avoiding a shouting match between patterns is mixing in a tiny print. You need to have a ditzy pattern, Gibson says, using the trade terms she learned while designing collections of fabric and wallpaper for Strohm. It's a really powerful element to have in a room to contrast with statements like large florals or graphic stripes. In her living room, a cadre of blue throw pillows in Guppy acts as a foil for the oversized Suki design on the curtain panels. Both are Gibson's studio collection fabrics. Color confidence. Limited wall space above the wainscot gave Gibson the leeway to paint it a zippy yellow. Bridget Beery colors, bing bong. Dining room. Pick up clues as they come. Gibson got as far as hanging her own wallpaper design in the dining room before stalling on the decor. Then came an aha moment. We took the living room rug and put it in the dining room. That gave me cues for what to do next, she recalls. Gibson's gray and red floral, Poppy, perked up the reproduction dining chairs and directly nodded to the motif in the vintage rug. Pillows in a fuchsia stripe on the chairs continue the theme. One thing leads to another. I never have a set plan, she says. Natural touches. The chunky antique table demands a simple but sizable centerpiece. Gibson pulled in 5 potted plants in mossy terracotta pots to fill the bill. Master bath. Treat the bath like any other room. I love how bathrooms in Europe are rooms, not just closets, Gibson says. After expanding the one off her bedroom, she added plantation shutters, marble tile, and a Rochambeau beaded chandelier to make this room a destination, not just a utilitarian space. A shiplap treatment on the wall relaxes the more precious touches like the gilded mirror, and floor-mounted bath fixture. Master bedroom. Make eclectic pairings. I love mixing international pieces with traditional ones, Gibson says. To wit, she loosens up her coordinated bedding and upholstery with a Mexican folk art cabinet turned on its head as her nightstand. Blending that in with the blue and white pattern, always a nice palette for a bedroom, is what makes it more interesting, she adds. If a room feels a bit too stuffy or expected, she heads to a vintage store. I like finding antiques because nobody else is going to have them, she notes. The lampshades, chaise upholstery, and curtains are Gibson's own fabrics. Vanity. Don't snooze on the small spaces. Even the tiniest Warrens in Gibson's home got her signature dash of raspberry pink, and most often it comes from wallpaper. It's so transformative, she says. People don't use it enough. She slipped Fatima, a hot pink paper she printed herself, into her vanity to make the small bay look gift-wrapped. If it gets messy, she can shut the doors. Front exterior. Pump up the charm. When the home's brick steps began to crumble, Gibson decided to boost the character with fieldstone ones. The brick chimney also received a facelift. The stone added charm to the house that the brick just didn't offer, she says. The painted door, Benjamin Moore's Blueberry Hill, 812, a Richmond staple, is a telltale sign of the fun inside. That's what you do with your front door. It's the first image somebody gets of your home, so it's important, she says. The light is another special touch. It's the Richmond outdoor hanging lantern from locally based Shades of Light. Backyard. Yield to your surroundings. On her back terrace, Gibson focused on enhancing the lush foliage with a less is more design. A sturdy striped fabric from Sunbrella Covers Ballard Designs cushions on the wrought iron patio set that she took from her parents' house. I like how the stripe blends into the natural world, but still gives it a bit of an edge, she says. The neutral base also lets her rotate colorful pillows in and out of this often used space. Today, they're turquoise, but fuchsia is also a frequent accent. From the Southern Tales section. Fun fact, Dalmatians are born with completely white coats. They develop their distinctive black spots as they get older. No two Dalmatians have identical patterns of spots. Pet of the month, Texas Gent, a Lone Star State dog with a big heart and serious style. Jackson, a 3-year-old purebred Dalmatian living in Houston, is considered a proper Southern gentleman by his owners. He's known to wear a bow tie every day and is quite the social butterfly. He dresses up for each holiday, but with the 3rd largest Mardi Gras in the U.S. happening right down the road in Galveston, he can't resist an all-out purple, green, and gold getup. Jackson even walked in the crew of Barkus and Meow Parade and won a prize for best costume. The fame hasn't spoiled him, though. He's just as happy when he's curled up at home with his two canine siblings, Heath, a 5-year-old Weimaraner, and Bennett, a 2-year-old Dalmatian. Instagram, at Jackson the Dalmatian. Breed, Dalmatian. Age, 3. Favorite treat, blueberries. Tricks, sit, stay, come, roll over, and give paw. He is amazing at posing for pictures. Owner Julie Keck says he will sit still for as long as it takes to get the right shot if you give him a treat when he is done. Weekend itinerary. Hit the dog park and then see friends at a local restaurant patio. Petiquette. Walk it out. Strolls are essential to a dog's well-being. By Catherine Owen. For business, aside from providing your dog with necessary bathroom breaks, walks benefit his health, too. The Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, APOP, says around 56% of dogs in the U.S. are overweight. Exercise can be an easy way to manage that. Try walking for 30 minutes, 5 times a week. Set a brisk pace for the first half and then slow down for the rest to let your dog sniff and explore. Pack water for walks over 30 minutes and in warmer weather. For pleasure, dogs have a sense of smell that's at least 10,000 times greater than a human's. So when they stop to sniff, they're not just admiring the roses. This is a way for them to interact with the world outside their home. Walks provide critical mental stimulation. Basic training and commands like leave it can help with overzealous investigators. Fetching find. Stash pickup bags in this stylish holder that clips right onto your dog's leash. More patterns are available. Waste bag dispenser, $24. TheFoggyDog.com. From the beauty and style section, Southern Vanity, drugstore beauty buys. The best kept secrets and deals hiding in the aisles, by Patricia Weigel Shannon. Number 1. Clinical Care Dark Spot Rescue Moisturizing Hand Cream. Fight signs of aging where they show the most with a super hydrating and lightly scented formula meant to be slathered on your hands daily. Buy $3, Vaseline.com. Number 2. Sleek Shot In Shower Styler. Mix with your shampoo, wash, and rinse. Smooth and shiny hair in record time is as simple as that. Buy $7, GarnierUSA.com. Number 3. Soothing Oatmeal Hydrogel Eye Mask. Calm puffy eyes and nourish skin in just 10 minutes. Buy $2 each. STIVES.com. Number 4. Foam Conditioner. Thin-haired gals, rejoice. Finally, a conditioner that won't weigh you down. Buy $6 each. HerbalEssences.com. 5. Relaxing Lavender Beauty Bar. Mama's favorite now comes scented with lavender. Plan on getting hooked from the first suds. Buy $3 for 2 bars, Dove.com. Number 6. Freshies Deodorant. Bet you didn't think deodorant could be this cute. Throw one of these antiperspirant orbs in your bag so you can freshen up on the go. Buy $6 each, Secret.com. Eyeshadow. With an assortment of 6 neutral shades in shimmer, matte, and satin finishes, you can blend and build to perfection. Buy $8 each, Neutrogena.com. Infallible up to 24 hours Fresh Wear Foundation. A trio of oil absorbers protects against sweat and keeps makeup from transferring onto your clothes. Your favorite tops will thank you. Available in 30 shades. Buy $15 each. L'Oreal Paris USA.com. Thank you for listening to today's Southern Living Magazine. This is Angela Odie saying goodbye from Al Radio, and have a great weekend. This program will be replayed after 9 o'clock this evening.